BBC Radio Stoke. That's Arms of Mary from 1976, the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. And I'm very pleased to say that this afternoon we're going to be talking to one half of the Sutherland Brothers, Gavin Sutherland. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Yeah, I can hear you.
A long way away.
Where are you? Where are we talking to you?
Where am I? I'd rather not tell you, but all the same. No, I'm in Aberdeen.
Sunny Aberdeen.
It is. It's very sunny. I've just been sitting outside with a pal of mine, drinking water and... anyway, that's beside the point. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. We had a good run in this morning. Nice day.
Good, good. Well, we just played Arms of Mary there.
I just caught the end of it, yeah.
We love that song. We play it here at BBC Radio Stoke. How does it make you feel now when you listen back to it?
Old.
1976 it was, Gavin.
Yeah, I know. I was four.
Wow.
Nearly. Nearly.
You sounded very mature.
No, that's my brother singing that one. He's did the vocal on that one. Yeah, it's a long time since I've heard that record. You catch it on the radio every now. I think Tony Blackburn played it last week or something. You do, driving along, then all of a sudden, whoop, there we go.
Does it bring all the memories flooding back?
No.
Not at all? You blanked them out.
I remember nothing. I was in a rock and roll band in the 70s. Do me a favour, Matt. Oh, you're not supposed to remember what happened.
No, you're
quite
right.
If you remember what happened, you got it wrong.
Yeah, if you remember what happened, you weren't really there. That's what they say. Listen, I just want to get this out of the way. Well, Alan in Cheadle has texted in to say that he used to listen to you when you were in The Mysteries.
The Mysteries? Oh, well, yeah, that was before I was with my brother. That was my brother's, like, school band. But, yeah, they used to play around out in, you know, Cheadle, Denston. Exeter, all that sort of stuff.
He also says he's looking to get a copy of Sheep Music for Smoky Blues Away. So if you've got one handy,
oh man,
he wants you to send him one.
No, I don't carry that kind of stuff around in there.
Well, you've not got your back catalogue in your guitar case the whole time.
I'll have a look in the boot.
You did live in Stoke-on-Trent for a while, didn't you?
I lived in Stoke for a long time. I mean, I was born and spent the first 5 or 6 years of my life in Peterhead, in northeast of Scotland, not far from where we are now. But the family moved down to Stoke when I was 5, 6, so I went through school there. You know, I got all my old pals are there. That's when I first started getting into music and into rock and roll.
Did you used to go around, because Stoke-on-Trent had in the sort of late 60s early 70s had a good live music scene in all the pubs. There was a good pub rock scene.
Yeah, well, there was, but I was more involved with, I don't know, we had an agent worked up north. I was in a band called The New Generation. Yeah, I left school when I was 16 and joined that band, and we used to, most of the work we did was up around Wigan, Bolton, and because our agent was up in the northwest. Well, I use the word agent very loosely, but he was up in the northwest, so we used to travel up and down there all the time.
And do you get back to Stoke-on-Trent much at all?
Occasionally. I've got a lot of my family there.
Oh, have you? Whereabouts?
Just around. Dotted around the place.
Yeah.
My mum and dad are still, God bless them. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. They're in Eccleshall.
Ah, so lots of local connections still.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, in just a little while, we're going to talk about Tango at the Lost Cafe, your new album.
Yeah,
I've been listening to it this morning, Gavin. It's great. I love it.
Good.
It's got a really nice feel to it. And you're also, you're going to treat us a bit, aren't you? You're going to perform a song.
I'm going to perform a song. I wouldn't put that and treat in the same paragraph, but we'll see what happens.
But we'll see what happens. And then I'm also, I've chosen a track off the album, and we're going to play a song called The Tweeter.
All right.
Which I like very much, and we'll talk a bit about that and about the lyrics as well and what's inspired that, because it's a very contemporary subject, I think.
Yeah.
It is.
Tweet, tweet.
Gavin, I want to play, before we talk much more, I want to play this song off your album, Tweeter. Just tell me, I mean, the title's quite self-explanatory, I think, but tell me a bit about the song.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, it wasn't going to be on the album at all. It was just a really kind of like a chuckaway idea that I had, and I was talking to Billy Rankin, who played drums on quite a few of the tracks, an old mate of mine, and there was, I don't know, I had a sort of demo CD thing in the house, and I was looking for another song to play him, and this one started, and he said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's just a little tune." Doesn't, and he said, "Listen through it." He said, "Yeah, you got to put that on the record." And I always do what he says, because he's bigger than me.
Yeah. If there's one piece of advice you can give someone, it's do what bigger people say.
Correct.
And it's about tweeting, isn't it? And people that send tweets.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it's about. I mean, I'm taking the mic a little bit, but on the other hand, I'm not a tweeter, but I'm a Facebook addict. I avoided it for years, and then, like everything else, I got involved, and after about an hour, I was totally addicted.
Yeah, Facebook gets you. Did you ever tweet, though? Because I'm sure I saw
Tweeted once, or maybe twice, and I expected a following like Stephen Fry immediately, and when I looked in, there was only about three people. I thought, oh, to hell with this. Move on.
Okay, well, let's have a listen, then. This is off the new album, Tango at the Lost Cafe. This is Gavin Sutherland and the Tweeter.
I'm standing in the co-op in the under 10 items line. Oh, I'm standing in the co-op in the under 10 items line. I got a 2-for-1 for coffee and a special on Italian wine. I'm going to tweet,
tweet, tweet,
and tell you all about it. I'm going to tweet,
tweet, tweet,
and tell you all about it. There's nothing happening, but I think you should know. I'm going to tweet,
tweet, tweet,
wherever I go. I'm standing on a station, waiting for a friend of mine. Whoa, I'm standing on a station, and I'm waiting for a friend of mine. I got a cheese and pickle sandwich, and it looks as though the train's on time. I'm going to tweet,
tweet, tweet,
and tell you all about it. Tell you all about it. There's nothing happening, but I think you should know. I'm gonna tweet,
tweet, tweet,
wherever I go. Oh, let's go.
That's Gavin Sutherland on BBC Radio Stoke and the Tweeter. Gavin, some great lines in there, like a cheese and pickle sandwich, and it looks as if the train's on time. The funny thing is, I've sent tweets like that.
Yeah, I know. That's where I got the idea.
It's just everyone just thinks that the whole world wants to know their every move, don't they?
Well, it is a bit like that, you know, but it's take it or leave it, tweet it or not, it's all right, you know, modern tech. It'll come in handy one day.
And listen, you got a song out of it.
Exactly.
So it can't be all bad. Earlier on the programme, we played your version, the original version of We Are Sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? I think it's better.
Well, I'm slightly biased, and I'm sure my brother would agree.
It is. But how do you feel? Because, without meaning this to sound rude, Rod Stewart's version did better, didn't it, commercially?
It's a bit rude, Matt.
But how is that? Do you feel proud of the fact that he took your song and
course,
went on with
of course,
it?
Well, of course, from our point of view, and I do stress our point of view, as in the Sutherland brothers, my brother Ian and I mean, like, we were a couple of guys down in London trying to get things together, and there was a few things happening, and we got a deal with Island Records, and we sold a few albums, and with the Sutherland Brothers band, and there was a gap, and there was some things. We got together with Quiver, did a bit of work with them, and Rod and the boys, the Faces, turned up at a couple of gigs we were doing, and liked what we did, And we were going to do some recording. The band were going to do some recording with him. But and there was a few songs that were knocking about that he liked that we thought were much more sort of Roddy type songs. And it was a surprise for all of us when we found out he'd recorded Sailing, because that wasn't even on the cards. He went over to America and did it with a bunch of guys over there, made a very good job of it. And you know, I mean, hey, hats off, he's one of the best rock and roll singers ever in the history of the game.
He's great. And had a number one album again recently.
Yeah, I know.
Which, actually, we've just talked about this. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, just had another number one album for the first time in, I think, 48 years.
Yeah, I know. Which the boys have done well.
Yeah, they've done very well. How are you feeling about the release of your album, Gavin? Are you happy with what you produced?
Yeah, I'm happy with the record. I've had a couple of solo things I've done in the past. The last one I did was a total solo thing, and it wasn't deliberately like that. But I mean, like, I much more enjoyed recording this. It kind of developed its own legs. I don't know, like, I'd got a few ideas for things, and I wanted to involve other people. And cut a long story short, there's a place not far from where I live called the Lost Cafe, which is a wonderful place. If you're ever up here, you've got to go there and get some coffee and stuff and meet the lovely people. But I was up there with a pal of mine, Mike, who owns the place, and he said, "Are you coming along tomorrow night? It's the tango night." And I said, "Well, I don't know about that." I said, "I've never tangoed before, but hey, sound like a good idea." So I went down and I had a really good evening. I got a live band and there was a few people there showing you a few moves. It wasn't like a dance class or anything, but it was just a good night out. And on the way home, it just sort of felt good. It was a lovely starry night, and had a major kind of feel-good factor about it. And as I drove home, the whole sort of thing fell in place. So I wrote the song Tango at the Lost Cafe, and everything else kind of fitted in around it. And it was good. I worked with a lot of other people on it, including my brother and Tim, the guitar player, and Willie, the drummer, who played mandolin. But the SBQ boys were back together, not deliberately, it just sort of happened like that, you know, just on different tracks.
It must have been nice.
Well, it's great. I mean, we're still there for each other after all these years, which is, and that's the cool thing.
Mm. You're going to do a song for us now, aren't you, sir, I believe?
Do you want me to sing it now?
I'd love it if you would.
Okay. Hang on, I'm just going to have a blast of this water.
You have a quick drink, wet your whistle, so to speak, and then you're going to perform a new song off the new album, Tango at the Lost Cafe. What song are you going to do for us?
This is one called Nobody Does It Like You. Okay, everybody does it, Matt, but nobody does it like you, Matt. This one's just for you, baby.
Thanks, baby.
But sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're blue. Everybody hustling for something new. Oh, everybody does it. Nobody does it like you. You get up in the morning and take your time. We're going nowhere, but nowhere's fine. Oh, everybody gets it. Nobody gets it like you. You're talking things over into the night. Gonna look so different in the morning light. Yeah, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're blue. Everybody looking for a heart that's true. Everybody's been there. Glad I've been there with you. Everybody does it. Nobody does it like you.
Fabulous. Gavin Sutherland, and Everybody Does It, But Nobody Does It Like You. I enjoyed that, Gavin.
Oh, great, yeah.
It was nice, it was nice. Are you ready? You put your guitar down, are you
Yeah, I'm going to make a few bangs and bumps now.
That's all right, it all sounds real, it all sounds
real. Yeah, yeah, hey.
That's great, that's the closing track on the album, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The album is called Tango at the Lost Cafe. If people want to know more tour dates, information, photos and stuff, you've got a website, haven't you, up and running?
Yeah, I've got a website. In fact, if you do want to know more about it, drop a line to Emily at gavinsutherland.net. Give her an email and she's a very helpful young person.
Brilliant. Gavin, it's been lovely to talk to you this afternoon and a great excuse to play some fabulous songs as well, so thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and tell everybody I'm playing with a band called the Vice Bishops in Doveridge on the Friday the 13th of September, and there's some tickets left, so but if you want to get down there, get in touch with Fred at smalltownmusic.co.uk. That's the plugs in.
Nicely done. Seamless as well. No one would ever have known they were plugs, Gavin. Thanks, mate. Speak to you again.
Cheers.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.